Andrew Bassett is the founder of online employment giant Seek. His business credentials are much admired, and he has answered the call and taken up the presidency of the St Kilda Football Club at quite a tricky time. Andrew Bassett, welcome to SEN.
Thank you.
Give me a picture of how you see St Kilda as you take the reins as president.
Sure. I feel a lot of the building blocks are in place for us as a club. So even though we had a poor year last year on field, we're back in Moorabbin, our spiritual home, which is terrific. We've got a really good team. We're really confident about the team we have on field and off field that can start moving us towards success. We've got a better stadium deal. I think a lot of the building blocks, a lot of the hard work has been done by the previous administration. We can now focus on winning games of football and hopefully achieve that.
Are you ambitious as you come to it?
We're very ambitious. So as a club, as an individual, I think it's all about being successful. So it's a tough competition, but ultimately we want to win our second flag, and that's the ambition of everyone at the club.
We'll work through the here and the now and the future. I'd like to explore your past. So what's your St Kilda heritage?
My St Kilda heritage is inherited. So I've been a St Kilda fan for as long as I can remember. And really a lot of memories from the early days in Moorabbin. My brother and I actually used to go on our own very often to the animal enclosure.
Right.
We were young and short, so we'd be pushed forward by the adults to the front of the animal enclosure. And great memories all the way back to Joffa Cunningham, Greg Burns, Nicky Winmar, Robbie Muir even. We lost a lot of games in those days, so it's more the characters than the success, all the way through to Nick Riewoldt. So we've watched many games over the years.
It's a team that would have tested you as a child, I'm sure. Did you ever stray? Did you ever want to stray out of the Saints?
No, never. I think there's a loyalty gene.
Yeah.
I think that many football fans feel that you love the club and you wouldn't think of supporting another club. So,
when did you take a more active involvement?
Really, I was briefly involved about 10 years back, but that was relatively brief. And really, only the last couple of years, I think 2.5 or so years ago, I joined the board. And I've enjoyed that. And so I'm glad to be more active again still next year.
So at what point did you decide, yes, there's something I can do here for St Kilda?
I took a little while. I had to convince myself. I've still got a busy job, so I had to convince myself I had the time that I could actually do what the club needed me to do. But really, combination of being convinced that I could help in a small way, the club move towards success firstly, and secondly, really feeling the club was well-placed to have a successful period if we could get the ingredients right, convinced me that's something I should do.
There's no question around your business acumen. How are you as a football judge?
Everyone thinks they're a good football judge. I follow a lot of football, but fair to say, I do know that when the big decisions come in, there's people that have got better football judgment than I do that I need to defer to.
What do you think St Kilda fans are looking for entering 2019?
Look, 2019 versus longer term are different things. So longer term, I think St Kilda fans are looking for us to have a period of success and win our second flag. I think there's a lot of consensus on that specific goal. I think we just need to be better, I think, both internally and externally. We weren't competitive week in, week out last year, and that's what we need to do first. And if we can start being competitive week in, week out, then we can start worrying about winning games of football and being in the finals and competing for flags. But the first thing is to get back to being competitive.
Was last year a bit of a shock?
It was a disappointment. I think there was probably a range of expectations and, fair to say probably 16th was below the bottom of that range. So certainly a disappointment. Our hope is that the history tells us that there was the future tells us that was the year we had to have. I think I've seen in business as well as in sports, sometimes you think you're working hard, you think you're being smart, and the competition tells you actually not working hard enough, not being smart enough. And I think that's really seen a great urgency this year. A lot of change in the off-season, a lot of new people coming to the club, many with experience from successful clubs, and a real urgency and aggression and drive, and realising it's a tough competition. If we want to be successful, we need to be a lot harder, work a lot harder and be a lot smarter.
The board obviously had a blueprint for success, and a lot of that revolved around being ready to make the top four. Did you think there was lessons? It's fine to have plans and blueprints and how they marry up to the here and the now. What do you think your board and perhaps you would take out of last year's experience?
You always want to have ambitious targets. So I think both in business and in football, you want to set yourself the goal of being the best you can be. And in the case of football, having the ultimate success. I think we probably weren't the only club that 5 years ago set ourselves the goal of trying to win a flag in the next 5 years. So an ambitious target is fine. Perhaps being as explicit as we were in hindsight, created the rod for the back of the board, the existing board. But broadly, the idea that we'll have ambitious targets, the idea that we'll have detailed plans, that makes perfect sense. And we're going to continue to be ambitious, and I prefer to be ambitious and fail,
yep,
than not to be ambitious in the first place.
So what should the team be capable of in 2019?
Yeah, we certainly want to be a lot better. And I think I said before, the idea of being competitive week in, week out is the first step for the team. I think we're embarrassed at times last year. The team was disappointed in itself in terms of some of its performers. So really being a team that is feared every week by the opposition, being a team that can win every week is the first step. And that's a step up from last year.
How will Alan Richardson be judged in your eyes through this season?
Look, I think it's not just Alan, it's the whole coaching team. The whole club, we've got a bunch of new coaches to support Alan, people like Brett Ratten and Brendan Lade. I think the whole club will be judged on really that step from being uncompetitive many weeks to being competitive week in, week out. If we do that, the win-loss will take care of itself and we'll position ourselves to play finals, hopefully 19, certainly beyond that. And from there, we'll worry about flags. But it really is about moving up from being sometimes uncompetitive to always being competitive.
Did you take the strategic decision to back the coach? And then I guess we've seen it at Richmond and we've seen it at Collingwood, is to change the environment with his input, with his support, with his imprimatur. How did you approach how to set the coaching up around Alan for this year?
Yeah, I think there was a thorough review last year's performance meant we needed a thorough review, and having Simon as a fresh pair of eyes that wasn't involved in any of the previous decisions was really good for us to have last year. Simon did a very thorough review and just decided that we could build a team around Alan that could be successful, that he could be one of the key planks to that success. We needed to bring in some other people around him, particularly people from successful clubs like Hawthorn, like some of the other clubs that we've got some experience from. But the decision was that Alan absolutely could lead the team to success and with the right team around him.
Should he feel like this is a judgment year for him?
Look, it's a judgment year for all of us. So I think for all of us, we need to move forward. It's a performance game. We're not speculating on timeframes. We're focused on having success. I think for all of us, we need to be better to deliver what we need to for the fans.
Have you decided what sort of president that you'll be as you come to the job?
Look, I don't want to overstate the role of president, so I think, part of the decision process for me getting involved is I think there's a really good team at St Kilda now. I've worked closely the last two or so years with Matt Finnis, and I think he's a terrific CEO. Simon Lefflin's doing a great job as head of football. There's a bunch of really, really good people around the club. So I think my job is to at times provide a degree of vision and strategic oversight, but really to support them and help them and do their jobs full time to achieve success for the club.
What's St Kilda's place in a national competition in 2019?
Yeah, we need to deal with that. So, at the end of the day, there's 18 clubs. Some of those clubs are bigger than us. Some of those clubs are richer than us. Some of those clubs have got a more embedded, perhaps, in terms of the security. We need to find a place that means we can be successful long-term, not just short-term. So I think the Bays, being back at Moorabbin, helps tremendously. We can own the Bayside region. I think St Kilda is a club full of characters and personality. We think we've got a long-term place, but we just need to really embed that and make sure that we can be competitive long-term.
Do you try to compete with the superpowers? Do you try to compete with the scale of West Coast and the scope of Collingwood?
Look, we have to find a way. Perhaps somewhat fortunate for me, perhaps one of the analogies that led me to do this job is, in my day job, we compete with Google's, we compete with Microsoft, we compete with a very large Japanese company, a range of big companies. To some extent, the Hawthorns and the Collingwoods aren't that daunting. Compared to Google, we have to find a way to compete. Now, it's a challenge. It's an interesting challenge. But long term, if we want to survive and thrive, we have to find a way to compete in level terms with those clubs.
So in your day job, how do you compete with Google?
Some of it's just working harder and smarter. Some of it's finding your own angle and your own edge. Some of it's being more urgency, more determined than your competitors, more passionate, more committed, better people. All those things that we think the same in business as in football. That if you get a bunch of passionate people, you're committed to the purpose, you can do wonderful things, you can compete with anyone. And that's the ingredients we're trying to recreate at the football club.
Does the football industry allow, the derivative approach perhaps that you're talking about, or is it too formulaic?
Oh, no, I think there's lots of different clubs run differently. There's plenty of room for creativity in how you run a football club. I think some of the building blocks that make any organisation successful, I genuinely think, are common between football and business. There's some things that are different. Football's a brutal industry. You judge every single week, week in, week out. That you have to move a certain amount of players on. Coaches need to change. There's only so many people you can afford in the staff. Whereas business can kind of keep going, be more patient with people, be more patient with results. So there's some adjustment that's different, but I think some of the elements are common.
Do you think there'll be a difference? So you'll be asked during the year at various stages, is Alan Richardson the right man for the job? Do you support Alan Richardson? Have you seen those sorts of questions in business, or are they unique to football?
No, I think football is a bit more. I've had one press conference. Football is a bit, there's a bit more interest In day-to-day usage, they're a bit more interested in specific positions. In the absence of something like a Royal Commission,
yep.
which I wasn't on the wrong side of the banking industry, would say that football is actually easy compared to business. I haven't seen that side of business. But look, football industry, fans are very passionate, fans care. That's the beauty about football. And as a result of caring, when things aren't going as well as they expect, they want answers, they want change. And it's the job of the club to deal with that.
Can that be counterproductive? Can it create a difficult environment?
I think speculation versus how you run that club. I think we've got a plan with the club. I think what my job is and what the club's job is to stick firm with the plans. So, you know, we've certainly got a plan going all the way through 2019. If we win round three by 2 points or lose by 2 points, I don't think that should dramatically change the plan. So I think it's our job is to remain relatively stable, continue to make long-term decisions for the health of the club, and not be too buffeted by the winds of noise.
Do you think your fans are aligned with that? Do you think your fans enter 2019 solidly believing in Alan Richardson?
Oh, no. Look, I think after last year, I don't think the fans solidly believe in anything at the club, if that makes sense. I think we're all being questioned, including myself. So I think, you know, our job is to win back that belief through performances on the field, and that's all we can try to do.
Has it been a period where St Kilda fans have, I suppose, success unifies everyone, brings them together, common purposes, you get results against that, and then a period where the bottom fell out after the Ross Lyon years and then trying to put that back together? How do you reunite the St Kilda people?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. We had that very successful period. I think one of the things that's an asterisk, unfortunately, for the club during that successful period is we didn't win the flag that everyone was so hungry for. So I think that's really exacerbated the frustration in the down period we're having. And then probably what's changed in this down period is the theory around bottoming out, going to the bottom, getting draft picks and rising up has changed a little bit now that players are so strong in picking what club they go to and going to clubs that are on the up. So the ability to stay high rather than bottom out seemed to be what's new, and we didn't quite time things right. Look, I think we just need to start winning games of football. We need to make sure we're making good decisions rather than bad decisions. We need to show that we know what we're doing. All those things, I think, will win back the faith.
Is the idea of winning that second premiership, is that the mantra? Have you deliberately chosen?
You know, we've got to be careful not to be promising fans we'll win that second premiership. What we can say is absolutely every single person in the club is committed to the goal of trying, doing our absolute best. That means we probably need to take risks. That means we might fall flat on our face by trying and failing. But the absolute goal is that's what the fans want, and that's what we should ultimately be trying to deliver.
What sort of watcher are you in the stands when the game's unfolding? Are you, are you tense? Are you calm?
I'm a bit concerned because I'm the opposite of calm, because it's, you know, you're playing yourself or you're involved in something yourself and you care about something. You've got it in your control. Unfortunately, when you're sitting in the stands, you really care about the result, but you can't do anything about it. So I'm a really very, very bad football watcher. So I'm a bit nervous in a more prominent position. That might embarrass me during the course of the year. So
yes.
I need to deal with that somehow.
Might that be heightened now?
No. That was one of the reasons my wife didn't want me to take the job. you're going to embarrass yourself and the family. So I've got to be careful.
Andrew, what's your view of the AFL world more broadly? Is it something that you would have seen for a long time, had a couple of years as a board member? Now you're a president. So you'll have influence. You'll be in key meetings. Do you think the game runs in the manner that is befitting the size and the importance of the competition?
Look, I'm still relatively new to really being close to the detail. You know, I would say it's a great sport. It's a very well-run sport. It's by far the best-run sport in Australia. And so we're doing a lot more right than wrong. You know, I think there's some things around the evenness of the competition. There's some things around the ability to compete for some of the clubs like St Kilda that I probably would like to address over time. But broadly, the starting point is a very well-run competition, and the changes are incremental rather than massive change.
Do you expect to get lobbied by Eddie Maguire and Jeff Pennant?
I haven't yet.
I think it's pretty active on that front.
Yeah, but we'll see where that comes to. But I haven't yet, but it may well come.
Do the small is not quite the right word, but you'll forgive me for using it. Do the smaller clubs prosecute their case as strongly as the big, powerful clubs and voices?
It's harder, you know. I think it's just, you know, so and Eddie's got a louder voice than St Kilda, you know, and Collingwood or Hawthorn have got a louder voice than St Kilda does. So, you know, I think we need to have a voice to make sure we're heard. And so I think one of the things on our agenda is to make sure that when we've got something to say, we are heard. And so perhaps in the past that's been difficult. We need to find a way through that.
All right. Well, let's finish with what do you want from 2019, Andrew?
2019, again, I'm sounding a bit boring and repetitive. It really is about just, you know, week in, week out to see St Kilda be competitive on the field, to have supporters come to every single game thinking we're a chance to win. It doesn't matter who we're playing. If we're doing that, I think the results over time would take care of themselves.
All right. Good luck for the season. Good luck for the mission. Good luck as president.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.